Peter Muirhead later in the program. Well, climate scientists sometimes refer to Antarctica as the sleeping giant when it comes to sea level rises. So they've been taking a close look at what happened to Antarctica in the past and how that contributed to sea level rise and how it might compare with future scenarios during the last interglacial, which took place 125,000 to 118,000 years ago. Sea levels rose up to 10 metres above current levels, and under what's happening now with climate change, we could be facing quite a different scenario. And this latest study has been published in the Nature Communications Journal, and one of the authors, Professor Elko Rowling, is Professor of Ocean and Climate Change at the Australian National University. Good morning, Professor Rowling.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well. So, 120,000 years ago, what was happening on Earth and what happened with sea levels because of the Antarctic melt?
Yeah, so the first thing we need to point out is that humans did not have any climate influence at that time. So what happened is that sea level rose very quickly to 10 meters above the present level for natural climate reasons. So the natural climate has cycles and different types of forcing as well.
Mm.
And some of those transpired to cause the sea level rise to shoot up quite a bit higher than it is today. And what we can read from that is what nature has done and clearly therefore has the mechanisms to do again in terms of pushing sea level up above the present level and how fast that can go.
Okay, so 120,000 years ago with the Antarctic melt, it drove sea level rise of 10 metres above current levels. But there are some differences today with what's happening with man-made climate change. What's the main difference?
The main difference is that today the climate is really changing at both poles at the same time. And in the last interglacial, what we saw is more a heat redistribution over the planet, which went first to the southern hemisphere and then to the northern hemisphere. Now, what we see is today is that both poles are warming, and the amount of warming we see around Antarctica is similar to what we saw in the last interglacial. So that's the big worry, is that we are seeing Antarctic responses that are driven by similar warming for different reasons.
Okay, so just to get my head around this, the last time this happened, it was 120,000 years ago, that interglacial, and so Antarctica melted first, and then that was followed by melting at Greenland?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and you're saying under the current global warming scenario, they'll both melt simultaneously?
Yeah, now we see that already in the GRACE data, that satellite measurements of the gravity, the mass distributions of the two big ice sheets of Greenland and Antarctica, is that both of them are shedding mass quite quickly now, and it's accelerating that mass loss.
And so that figure of 120,000 years ago, the sea levels rising 10 metres above current levels, was that taking into account what had happened at Antarctica and then Greenland, or was that just 10 metres of sea level rise because of the melting in Antarctica?
Yeah, so the 10 metres is purely the Antarctic contribution, because Greenland by that time had not started yet. It's when Antarctica already started to glaciate again that Greenland warmed up, and then Greenland started to contribute to sea level rise. So the 10 metres is almost exclusively from Antarctica.
Okay. What's happening in Antarctica now? I take it it's really difficult for our climate scientists to predict how fast it will melt.
Yeah, it is very difficult, because there's different things that go into prediction of what an ice sheet does. First is, how is it forced? So the oceans are warming, the atmosphere is warming, and what we begin to see now is that these big ice shelves, like the Larsen B ice shelf and so on, they're beginning to break away. They're taking the breaks off the ice streams behind it, which bring land ice into the ocean. That causes the actual sea level rise. But what we are really concerned about is that do we have all the correct physics in the models for making prediction, because the models are very much based on the observed changes in the historical times. And in the historical times, of course, we haven't seen any dramatic changes yet. So we may be missing information. And there's some studies done by a group in the United States where they started to put in ice cliff collapse, for example, and they suddenly found much faster rates of sea level rise. And these rates of sea level rise that they get out of that model are very similar to what we now see in observations for the past.
So nothing dramatic yet in terms of Antarctica melting. When will we know? Do you think that climate science will be able to predict when there will be dramatic melting, or is it a matter of watching for signs which indicate it might have already begun?
Yeah, so what we see is that the mass loss in Antarctica has definitely started to accelerate. And what we are also seeing is that these big ice shelves now are quite frequently breaking away. Large portions of them are breaking away, and the ice streams behind them are beginning to accelerate almost immediately once these big floating ice shelves are broken away. And so we are beginning to see the signals, and we're more or less there where we were in with Greenland in the 1990s, in the early 1990s, where we started beginning to see these signals of big change, and it looks like Antarctica is more or less at that level.
And it's a lot more dramatic, as you talked about already, in the Arctic. We're talking about, you know, new shipping lanes opening up because there'll be clear seas where once there was ice all year round, for example.
Yeah, but we have to point out, of course, that is sea ice. That is frozen seawater. That is different than land ice, what we're now talking about for sea level rise.
Okay. So how long do you think it will take for Antarctica to melt and that land ice as well?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, for Antarctica to melt, it's going to take thousands of years. It's such a big cold continent. It's going to keep itself cold, especially once the bits around Antarctica that are terminating in the ocean, once they are melting away from the ocean, then we have only land melt, which is a lot slower process because we don't get the warm ocean water getting there. And so what we are concerned about is really the first 10, 15 meters that we can get in sea level rise, that we can get off Antarctica, which has a total capacity of about 55 meters of sea level. But we're not going to worry about that. It's the first 10, 15 meters, which is much faster ice because it is terminating in the ocean.
Yeah, okay. And for that to happen, are we talking a timeline of centuries?
Yeah, my sense from these observations from the last interglacial, we were looking at rates of rise up to 3 meters per century. So if you want to lose 15 meters worth of sea level, then that's going to take 500 years. But it's going to have to ramp up the rate of loss. So at first it won't be very fast, and then it's gradually ramping up over the next century. My feeling is that over the next century we will see the Antarctic start to contribute much, much more than we thought it would.
Mm-hmm. And does this, change what has generally been predicted for sea level rise under models cited by the IPCC? Does it change what we should expect?
Absolutely, yeah. So the IPCC models have up to now always given sea level rise based on warming of the ocean and then the expansion of the water, the thermal expansion, and also in terms of the contribution from glaciers. But they haven't actually included what the big ice sheets are contributing. Only they've made some rough estimates of that. But the famous numbers of 60 to 90 centimeters by 2100, that you see in the literature a lot. They are not including any of the Greenland and Antarctic contributions yet. So they come on top.
Okay, so talking very big differences over a very long period of time based on what you have found in the past and what we are expecting to be happening today. Professor Elko Rowling, good to talk to you about this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Professor Elko Rowling, Professor of Ocean and Climate Change at ANU, and one of the lead authors on that study, which has been published in the journal Nature Communications. It's 21 after 9. We will talk not just climate, weather coming up.